want you to open your Bibles today to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Get any on you? I know, that was naughty. Yeah. Laughter doeth good like a medicine, right? Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Jesus knew their thoughts. Verse 25. Let's go to verse 22. Then one brought to him who was demon-possessed, Matthew 12, verse 22, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute men both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. That was a Philistine deity. Called the prince of flies, or of the dung heap is really the translation there. Prince of the dung heap. Not a very good name. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided itself against itself cannot stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, and the King James is the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now verse 29 says, or else how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. The tendency is, when people are not serving Jesus, they are often critical of those who are. And there's no middle ground here. When Jesus calls us to come and follow him, it's not an option. We have to come and follow Jesus. We're either going to be a gatherer or we're going to be a scatterer. And I have found in my own experience that when we disconnect from the Lord, and we're not engaged in the work of the Lord, when we're not involved in the harvest, then we end up making a mess instead. We end up, generally speaking, opposing even those who are. And the religious crowd here was accusing Jesus, of course, of, by the power of Satan, casting out demons. And he said, that's ridiculous. Any house divided against itself cannot stand. Now, we know that in pagan cultures, they do exorcisms as well. How many have ever heard of that? They do exorcisms. And so we're saying, well, how does that line up with what Jesus is saying here? If they're doing exorcisms and yet they're worshiping the devil, that doesn't seem to make sense. Well, the difference is that in the pagan culture, there has to be an appeasement made for the gods. They have to sacrifice or do something. They have to give up something. It costs them to do something. And so they'll do an appeasement, make an offering, sometimes a blood sacrifice. And so basically all the devil is doing is he's still duping them. He'll just send a stronger demon there and say, okay, boys, just move out. And the person, lo and behold, they start to feel better. And they say, wow, there's power. There's power in this God. And that's how people get hooked into the occult. Satan magnifies evil. He makes it bigger than it is. He makes himself bigger than he is. And so what he wants to do is get you and I to dwell on things, think on things, that are exalting themselves against what God has revealed himself to us to be as the all-powerful one. Satan has been given delegated authority. The gifts and the callings are without repentance. God gave him assignments, and he still has those assignments. It's not going to be forever, but right now he still does. And the reason why so many people are infatuated with Halloween and infatuated with evil, infatuated with horror movies and stuff, is because the enemy has lied to them. And he has told them that he's more powerful than God. Isn't that the very lie from the beginning? I shall exalt myself above the throne of God. I shall be like the Most High. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He was cast out of heaven. And so now he operates through deception, convincing people that he's something to be feared. Now, if you don't have Christ in your life, then you better fear the devil, because he can take you captive at his will. But if you are in Christ Jesus today and the Lord is in your life, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so the only weapon he has against the believer is to try to convince us that he's more powerful. As soon as you try to deal with him, you say, I ain't going anywhere. Oh, yes, you are. There's no choice. Why? Because I'm under God's authority, and therefore you're under my authority. Because he delegated authority to me to cast you out. And when the demons even saw Jesus a distance off coming towards them, they began to tremble. You see, when Jesus isn't around, they act all big and bad. You know? It's kind of like the bully, right? On the playground, you know, he's big and bad until a bigger one comes on the scene. The strong man has just been overcome by a stronger than he. Jesus, amen, is all powerful. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. All authority. So go in my name. Take authority over these things. Cast them out in my name. They will obey you. And so there's an infatuation because of the deception that people have received as truth, that the devil is something to be feared. And even in the church, because we have allowed the wrong voices to be speaking to us and we haven't dealt with them, he's got many people fearful, worried about everything. There's people, there's Christians that can't go to sleep without their light on. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here today, but this just came to me. We need to understand something that Jesus is saying. Listen, a greater has come on the scene. I have overcome. And what we need to do is we need to link up with Jesus. We place ourselves under the authority of our commander-in-chief and know that greater is the Lord, amen, in us than he that is in the world. And the devils tremble when you come in the door and you know who you are in Christ, that God is with you, God is for you, no weapon against you shall prosper. It's a lie to believe this stuff about Halloween. We should not celebrate it in any way. Flee from all appearance of evil. Get it out. We are children of the light. Jesus has overcome the world. I have all authority. I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I am he, a man who is dead, but am alive forevermore. Go in my name and I will be with you. Do not fear your adversary, because you have been given authority over him. You know, we have family situations where the thinking of the world sometimes comes in, and we start negotiating with our kids. Well, let's discuss this. Shall you take the garbage out or not? Well, I'll pay you. Nothing wrong with paying your kids. When you tell your child to come, there should not be any question whether or not they will come. And if there is, there's a problem with the child, because he's not understanding the authority that you've been given by God. True? And you're going to have to instill that in them, and you're going to have to win the battle of the will. Now you hear me? Because your child will toy with you, they'll play with you, they will try to push you and see how far they can get away with things. And if you put your foot down and say, listen, I'm in charge here, God put me in charge of you. Have you heard somebody say, I've taken you into the world and I can take you out? But when you call your child should say, yes, I'm on my way. Because you understand that they're under your authority. I've talked about this before, but we have to be reminded. The word has to be brought before us. We have to be reminded of who we are. Because many have bought the lie and the deception that you don't want to stir the nest. You don't want to get too radical for Jesus. You want to kind of play it safe. You want to just kind of stay under the box, in the box, you know, where it's predictable. You want to stay in the boat because it's kind of scary out there on the water. But listen, it's not scary out on the water if you know that Jesus is out on the water. If you've got your eyes on Him and you know He's not going to let you down, the best place to be is where Jesus is. The safest place to be is in the will of God. And if we do not gather with the Lord, we will end up scattering. We will end up really being a hindrance to the gospel. It's what happens when people lose vision, lose sight of their call and what God has expected of us, the assignments that He's given to us, is we then become religious and we come and we play church. We do our little church thing, you know. And when we walk out the door, it's like, okay, well, that got that out of the way. I like this sign I saw one time in a church. Right over the door, it says, you are now entering into the mission field, as they departed. Because the Lord is with you, the Lord will deliver you. And as He told Joshua, He says, be of good courage. All right? Because I'm with you. Is God with us? Yes. Is He greater than the devil? Yes. Should we fear the adversary? No. Does that mean that we are irresponsible towards our enemy? No. We have to be aware of his schemings. We have to be aware of his tactics. We have to be aware of what he's doing. All right? But we are not in any way to be intimidated by the adversary, because God has not given us that spirit. He's given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And so Jesus said to those who are accusing him of using dark powers to cast out these demons, another place he said, there's one unforgivable sin, and that is to attribute the works of the Lord to the devil. Very dangerous territory when people start doing that. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. It's an unforgivable sin. We need to understand something, that these spirits in this earth realm where we've been given authority are subject to us. You don't have to put up with it. None of us do. We deal with them in the authority that Jesus has given us. Amen? And when you say go, you don't take no for an answer. Hear me. When you tell your son to go, you don't take no for an answer. I told you to go, I told you to come. Because we have been given that authority in Jesus' name. And so what the enemy, again, is trying to do, and what he accomplishes often, is he gets us to dwell on things that we shouldn't be, think on things that we shouldn't, watch things that we shouldn't. You know? And what he does is he magnifies something that is really a lie. And he attempts to exalt it above the revelation that God gave us of what he said in his word. So that now we are actually submitting ourselves to another God. I want you to hear that. It's actually idolatry when you fear the enemy more than you fear God. We have to repent of that. Because it is a God that we are placing before him. You will worship what you fear. And the reason why many people worship the devil himself is because they have feared him first. They've been convinced and told by somebody that he's got more power than God. And therefore, well, why not worship him? If he's got more power than God. We had a demon-possessed girl one time. And then she said the devil had lied to me and convinced me that he was more powerful than God. No. How can the thing created be greater than the one who created it? And therefore, if you are in Christ Jesus today, you've been given the keys, the authority to bind on, amen, on earth, it will be bound in heaven. To loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. To bring in that, to call in that which is eternal into the temporary. To bring in the supernatural, to invade the natural. To call that which is not in natural into being by faith. Because you've been given access to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be unto you. So if you fear your enemy, then you're not operating in faith, because fear and faith do not operate at the same time. It's impossible. So you're either going to operate in faith or in fear. And I want to tell you, if that thing tries to get on you, or if it's on you, you get mad at it. Say, what are you doing here? You have no place in me. He who is in me is greater than he that's in the world. Fear has torment. And we've got to become warriors. Jesus came on the scene, and he was not some limp wrist, you know, long-haired hippie. Jesus was a man's man. Jesus didn't monkey around. He came on the scene and he dealt with a devil. And he dealt with people too that were being used by the devil. You brood of vipers, you know. Whitewashed tombs, some of those things. Boy, you'd empty the church out today if you started saying that, right? We don't have Pharisees in here, we do. Know who you are. Know that God is in you, that God is greater in you, that God has given you, yes, you, authority. Do not accept anything else except what Scripture has revealed to us. Behold, I give you power over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen? He said in the Great Commission, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Matthew 28:18. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Are we going to be gatherers with the Master or scatterers? God is calling every one of us to come together as a team to advance His kingdom. And we do that by destroying the works of the devil, by setting prisoners free, amen? Proclaiming the gospel, hallelujah, of the kingdom. The opening of eyes to the blind and the ears of the deaf. It's the Word of God that goes forth, amen, through an anointed vessel who understands who they are. John 1:12 says, to as many as received Him, to them He gave the exousia, the authority to be sons of God. You are a son and a daughter of God, amen? You have authority in Jesus' name. Do not be afraid, the Lord said, 365 times in the Bible. One for every day of the year. Do not fear. Do not grumble. Do not complain. Do not fret. Do not worry about what others are doing. Be concerned about what Jesus is doing. And be involved in what Jesus is doing. I'm almost done. This is my first point this morning. Beware of the crowd mentality. Beware of the crowd mentality. I might have shared this already, but I watched something the other night about one of these shows where they were doing a social experiment. And they had a room full of people applying for a job. All of them are actors except one person. This one person comes in, and they sit down, and they give them this application to fill out. So they're all filling out the application. And then they started releasing some fake smoke in the next room, and it was coming under the door. Okay? How many saw that? And the smoke continued to increase. And so finally, everybody's trained actors, so they're just like totally engrossed in what they're doing, you know. But the one person who wasn't, they're looking, they said, and then they look at what other people are doing. Goes back to it. And meanwhile, there's more smoke coming in. So they look up and they're like, and this time it's really starting to fill the room. And they look around and see what other people are doing. And nobody's budging, nobody's doing anything. Goes right back. I mean, it got to the point where the room was full of smoke and they were still. And the majority of the people that went through this test did the same thing, the majority. They had one guy out of about six, I think it was, one guy who finally got up. He says, man, this, looking around like, you know, he's like, what? He was going in there, he's going to deal with this. There's a fire going on or something is wrong here with this picture. What was the lesson we can learn from that? Is that we are wired as social creatures and it's in our nature to do what everybody else is doing. And it even works that way in church. It's easy when everybody else is doing the right thing. But even if a brother and sister begins to do the wrong thing, God forbid that we should follow. And when the world is going a certain way, and our society is going a certain way, and the culture is going a way that is contrary to the Word of God, we're going to have to make a decision. Are we going to compromise so that we can fit in? You know what's happened to America? We have fit in. The church has conformed to the world. We've lost our savor. We've lost our influence because we've mixed with the world. And while the church was asleep, The enemy had sowed seeds, and he's raised up people into the highest places of government and education and all these areas that now they're a minority, but they're in the majority because they're ruling from the top echelons. While the church has hid out in the church, and everything we do is within the church. Come on. We've been in the box, and we haven't been the salt, we haven't been the light of the world. We are to be the influencers, not the influenced. We are to be the head, not the tail. Because greater is He that's in us. And God wants to show up on the scene through you and through me. And He wants to show the world who is God. Amen? He is God. When Elijah had the confrontation on Carmel, God showed up and said, "This is the true God who answers by fire." Amen? And the prophets of Baal were defeated. And you know what? You and I are called to take up our cross, to follow Jesus, to engage in the work of the Lord and the work of the ministry, amen, for the advancement of the kingdom, not just in the church, but in all the world, amen, as a witness. And then the end shall come. Whoever does not gather with me scatters abroad. So, let's make a decision to commit ourselves to the work of the Lord. Amen? And be a gatherer. And when the enemy of fear tries to intimidate you, you need to reach down and you need to go hold of Jesus and say, "You know what? Amen? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. And wherever that living water goes, there's going to be healing. There's going to be deliverance." Amen? There's going to be life because He is life. Through you and through me. And nothing can stop the river of God except the vessel. Are you hearing it? I know I get crazy. I get passionate here. But nothing can stop the move of God's Spirit except you and I. So either we're going to be plugged in, amen? We're going to be praying. We're going to be plugging into Jesus. We're going to be worshipers. And we're going to be kingdom advancers, or we're going to end up becoming religious, and we're going to end up causing more problems than good. That's what's happened, you know. People just come into the box, everything around the box, and after a while they get bored. Come on. The reason people get bored in church is they've lost sense of their purpose. They've lost sight of it. But when you're engaged in the work of the Lord, it's never boring. Because the book of Acts was only possible because people took action. And when we take action, God will back up His Word. He will confirm His Word with signs following. He will manifest Himself and He will invade the darkness because you and I have that authority given to us in Jesus' name. Do not fear demons. Do not fear the devil. Do not fear the reproaches of men. Fear God, amen, and worship Him only. Do not bow yourself to fear. If that thing tries to get in, or if it's on you, you need to deal with it. Kick it out. If you need prayer, come on up. We'll pray for you. But God wants His people to be free. Hallelujah. The world needs you. It needs me. It needs us. We need to discover who we are by stepping out in faith based upon what God said in His Word. Based upon who God says we are. Hallelujah. God is a warrior. He's a mighty warrior. And you and I are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal of earthly origin, amen, natural origin. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's who you are in Christ. That's you have, hallelujah, the Lord in your heart. You are a powerful being. Amen. You and Jesus are a majority. Yes. You don't have to follow the crowd. You just simply need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Get out of the boat onto the water and learn how to successfully walk on the water. We're all learning this together, are we not? Would you stand this morning? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.